attract this in your relationship.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special personal empowerment Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink, soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. We are so excited because we've been doing this since 2009, and I think we've started something, Rachel. I really do, because people are following us. There's all kinds of podcasts now, and there's YouTube stuff. And we were doing it long before almost everyone else. And it's exciting to see that our whole world is beginning to shift toward an area of personal empowerment. Look, there's nothing more important. You're here for a limited time. Tomorrow is promised to no one. You deserve to have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. You deserve to have a life filled with abundance and joy and happiness. And probably the thing that gives us the most happiness, you know, in life is love, is a good, growing, nurturing relationship. I want you to attract this into your relationship. If you are broken up, maybe you're broken up because you didn't have this in your relationship. If your relationship is a little rocky right now, maybe it's because you are not personally demanding of yourself, of your partner, and the universe these qualities. They're absolutely essential for an astonishing, loving, happy relationship. Okay, number one on my list is consideration. You know, I see people that have been together for a long time and they're not considerate. They go out to dinner and one person is sitting there playing with their iPhone, playing a game, while their mate is sitting across the table staring off into space. That's not considerate. You demand consideration from now on. You deserve to be treated in a considerate way. When somebody tells you, hey, I'm going to come over and pick you up, I'll be there at 6 o'clock, and they don't show up till 8, you're not being treated with consideration. When somebody interrupts you every time you go to say something, you're not being treated with consideration. Now, bottom line is you attract everything in your life, even someone who is treating you inconsiderate. If you can, listen to me now, if you can attract someone who is treating you with inconsideration in a non-considerate fashion, you can also attract that same person or someone better to treat you with consideration, to make you special, to treat you special, because you are special. You deserve to be treated with consideration. Say it right now. I am treated with consideration by the one I love, and I absolutely enjoy it. Now, by the same token, make certain that you go out of your way to treat your partner, your lover, with consideration as well. Number two is time. Have you heard this before? Rachel and I, we mentor people all over the world. And, you know, one of the big excuses that people have, I can't commit right now. I don't have enough time. I don't know where I want to go with a relationship. I don't have enough time. if somebody is not giving you their time, look, they can give you money. Money's easy to come by. They can give you flowers. Flowers, they're easy to come by. They can send you gifts. Gifts are easy to come by. But the one thing that cannot be replenished, the one thing that is absolutely certain and important, is time. You can't replenish that. So when someone gives you time, they're giving you the most important commodity in the universe. You deserve someone's time. You deserve, say it, I am attracting the time of the person I love. I am. It's not that I want to, I am. And if your I am attracting the time of the person I love is not matching up, then you have some decisions to make. Then you need to be very clear about what you need out of the relationship. And one of those things is time. But the other thing is, you know, a person can give you time. Right now, Rachel and I are in the same room. She's piloting the ship. She's making everything happen here. I'm doing the talking, but she's making it happen. But I'm really not giving her time right now. I'm giving you time. And so the third one is presence. Giving someone presence. It's one thing to give time. It's another thing to be present, to be there totally in the moment with the person you love. You deserve the presence, the in-the-moment energy from the person that you love. Attract that. Demand that of yourself. Affirm it on a regular basis. And if you are not getting the presence, if you are getting time, your boyfriend's sitting there watching football with his buddies on Sunday while you're making nachos in the kitchen, you are getting some time, but you're not getting any presence. You need both. You need time and presence. And you deserve that. And through your affirmations, through your beliefs, and through your personal rule, you can have that.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, the next is empathy. And empathy is a little bit different than sympathy. Sympathy says, I feel sorry for you. I don't think most of us want people to feel sorry for us when we go through something tragic. We want people to empathize. So, you know, not long ago, Rachel lost somebody special in her family, her grandpa, and I could empathize because I could bring up the energy that I felt when I lost my grandpa. And I could understand what she was going through because I had gone through it as well. Now, that's not always the case. Sometimes you haven't gone through something that somebody else is going through, but you still want to try to find something similar so that you can bring empathy into the relationship. We need to empathize. I mean, there's certain things that are very different in a relationship. People are very different, but we need to empathize with their plight. Look at, we're all here. Not a damn one of us knows. Not one of us knows where we came from. Not really. You have a belief, but you don't know really. Not one of us knows how long we're going to be here. And none of us knows for sure where we're going. That's a pretty scary situation. If I were to tell you, I'm going to pick you up, blindfold you, and drop you off in an unknown part of the world, you'd say, Robert, that's kind of scary. Well, that's kind of what life is about. We should all have empathy for the plight of other people. you demand somebody that is empathetic toward you. And if you don't have somebody that's empathetic toward you, you know, then you need to consider moving on or attracting that empathy from the person you love, teaching that person how to become empathetic. And we do that with Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching all the time. By the way, if you haven't claimed your free 30 minutes of Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching, I urge you to do it by visiting our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Now, fill out the form, and you can send me a letter in the form. If it's important, if it's critical, we'll get to you right away. Okay, we are getting a lot of mail, and we are doing the best we can to reach you. I'm telling you, we're overworked. We need help. Do you want to help us? Okay. Anyway, I hope you'll be empathetic toward us. Empathy. Attract this in your relationship. It's so important. Do not have a relationship without empathy. How about uniqueness and novelty? That's important as well. Because if you're doing the same old thing every day for year after year after year, there's no energy, there's no novelty, there's nothing new. Mix it up. Do some different things. And you want a partner that is excited about bringing uniqueness and novelty to the relationship. You know, you're here to explore the world. You're here to explore your life. You're here to explore your spirit. And the way you do that is by engaging in different things. I like to consider myself a Renaissance man because I love art. I love music. I love the theater. I love reading. But I also like sports. I also like firearms. Oh, did I scare somebody? You know, I also like things that tend to be more male-oriented. I like all of that stuff. And I hope that I'm able to bring that to our relationship. And all I'm asking you to do is ask your partner through the law of attraction to expand beyond their comfort zone. Well, finally, you know, if a person isn't willing to put energy into the relationship, there's a reason why. Maybe there's a block. Maybe they've been hurt. It could be a number of reasons. Effort is so important. You have to absolutely attract somebody that's willing to put energy and effort into the relationship. Without energy and effort in the relationship, there is no relationship. It will diminish, deteriorate, and fall apart. You deserve someone that is willing to put effort and energy into making the relationship better on a daily basis. Look, I don't care how good your relationship is or how bad it is right now. What I do care about is that tomorrow it's a little bit better. And the day after that, it's a little bit better. I do care that you are learning from your mistakes. Attract effort into your relationship. Oh, wow. I'm so excited. You know, I have to share this with you. This is so important. I had two people recently write me here on YouTube. And one of them wrote, you know, I've attracted $40,000 doing your special tapping method. The person right next to them, next person down, said, it doesn't work. I haven't attracted anything. The only difference is belief. Okay, one believed with absolute certainty that they could attract the kind of money they deserve using the tapping method, that the tapping method would help them. It's not going to do the work for you, but it will help you. It will put you in alignment. The other person did not believe. They just tried it. You don't try out the law of attraction. So you either are absolutely certain that you can attract somebody with these qualities in a relationship, whether it's somebody you're already in a relationship with or somebody new. You are absolutely certain that you can attract somebody, or you're not. You either choose to believe or you don't. Okay? I'll leave that up to you. But you Have a wonderful day, because you deserve it. Bye-bye.
Your life is filled with love, abundance, and prosperity. Subscribe now and never miss an episode with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink.